Welcome to episode 1127 of Instant Trivia, your go-to podcast for all things trivia. We've searched high and low across the internet to bring you the best trivia out there. So let's kick things off with an easy round. The category, Asian capitals. Let's journey to the east. First question. This capital is named after a religion. The answer is Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan. Fun fact, Islamabad means city of Islam. Repeating the answer, it was Islamabad. Next up, question two. In 1959, this city was designated to replace Karachi as the capital. Its construction began 2 years later. The answer is Islamabad again. They must really love the spotlight. Onwards to question three. On January 6, 2005, an international summit on tsunami relief opened in this city. The answer is Jakarta, the capital of Indonesia. Moving on to question four. King Rama first built this city's grand palace, which contains the temple of the Emerald Buddha. The answer is Bangkok, the capital of Thailand. And lastly, question five. The Ming rulers gave this city its name, which means Northern Capital. The answer is Beijing, the bustling capital of China. Enough of Asia, let's change gears with round two. The category? At a loss for words. Get your reading glasses on. First question. This 1963 work was published in English with the title Monkey Planet. The answer is Planet of the Apes. Bet you didn't see that one coming. Next up, question two. This 1963 work was published in England with the same title, Monkey Planet. And surprise, surprise, the answer is Planet of the Apes again. They're really monkeying around, aren't they? On to question three. At the end of Arthur C. Clarke's Childhood's End, this world is destroyed. The answer is Earth. A bit grim, but that's science fiction for you. Let's move on to question four. Anne McCaffrey's written about the Dragon Riders of, the Skies of, and the Renegades of, this imaginary planet. The answer is Pern, a world of dragons and their riders. And here's question five. It's the real name of the planet referred to in the title of a 1965 Frank Herbert novel. The answer is Arrakis from the famous novel Dune. Next up, round three. The category? At the dentist's office. Don't worry, there will be no drilling sounds. First question. Drill speed is measured in these. Dr. Morrison's in 1871 did about 600. Today's turbine-powered ones, about 300,000. The answer is RPMs, short for revolutions per minute. On to question two. The ADA says this is perfectly safe as the basis for amalgam fillings. It combines with other materials to make it stable. The answer is mercury. Yes, the same mercury that's in thermometers. Question three. Cavities form when bacteria break down sugars, forming this substance that dissolves enamel. The answer is acid. So remember to brush your teeth after those sweet treats. And now question four. Modern lead aprons worn during X-raying have a collar to protect this gland from the radiation. The answer is the thyroid gland, located in your neck. Finally, question five. From the Latin for to close, it's the alignment and spacing of your upper and lower teeth when you bite. The answer is occlusion, not just a big word, but an important part of oral health. Now let's dive into round four. The category, everyone into the pool. Don't forget your swim caps. First question. Swimming World magazine named him Male World Swimmer of the Year 8 times. The answer is Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian of all time. And now question 2. One of the most popular swimming pool games bears the name of this Venetian traveler. The answer is Marco Polo. I bet you didn't expect a history lesson in the pool. Here's question 3. He found relief from his polio swimming in the mineral pools of Warm Springs, Georgia, where he had a little white house. The answer is FDR, or Franklin Roosevelt, the 32nd President of the United States. And now the fourth question. Once known as water ballet, it became an Olympic sport in 1984. The answer is synchronized swimming, a sport that combines swimming, dance, and gymnastics. Repeating the answer, it was synchronized swimming. And finally, question 5. You can enjoy some spectacular backdrops from this type of pool, also called a vanishing or negative edge pool. The answer is an infinity pool. Perfect for that Instagram-worthy shot. Now hold on to your boomboxes, it's time for the final round. The category? Hits of the 80s. Let's take a musical trip down memory lane. First question. This song by Olivia Newton-John worked out to be number one longer than any other song in 81. The answer is Physical, a catchy tune that'll get you moving. Next up, question 2. The only number one pop hit for Kenny Rogers, it has a one-word title. The answer is Lady, a classic love song that never goes out of style. Now for question 3. The profits from this Sager Baccarat Grammy-winning 1986 single go to AIDS research. The answer is, that's what friends are for. It's not just a hit, but also a song for a cause. And the fourth question. Diana Ross dedicated Missing You to this late singer with whom she had 2 top 40 hits in the 70s. The answer is Marvin Gaye, a true Motown legend. And finally, question 5. All Out of Love, Lost in Love, and The One That You Love were 3 hits by this Aussie group. The answer is Air Supply. Their songs are sure to bring back some nostalgic memories. And that's a wrap. Thanks for joining us on this trivia journey. We hope you had as much fun as we did. Tune in tomorrow for more exciting trivia.